in his time as managers, we haven't had to go very long without getting a win. And you know, two games, it felt like an eternity because of the break as well. We wanted that winning feeling in the dressing room, and we've got it. You know, we've achieved that through hard work, organisation, and, you know, more than anything, a desire from the players. You know, I think the players out there tonight that know they weren't at the best and maybe haven't been the last couple of games, but they always give their all, and while ever they're doing that, it gives us a chance of winning games.
And you almost don't like mention it, because sooner or later you will concede a goal, because that's just the way the law of averages says you will, however it goes in. But 10 clean sheets, I mean, that is just phenomenal, isn't it?
It is, and it's, as I said, it's credit to all the lads that have contributed to that. But it will come to an end. But when it does, it's how we react to it. You know, well, it's a record they're proud of, I know, and want to keep that going. Like I said there, well, if you're doing that, again, I said it before, an obvious statement, you've always got a chance at, in the game, and you're going to come away with a point at least. So, yeah, long may it continue.
And it's almost, I almost know what the answer's going to be. You are top again tonight, but for you, that's just nice and nothing else.
No, one of the lads mentioned that before the game, so let's get back on top. And you know, I said to him, I don't really care about that. What I care about is getting a win. And if it takes as top as it has done, then, you know, fair enough. But I just wanted to get back to winning ways. I think they deserve that. I think they've earned the win tonight. You know, I'm sure they'll have their side of it, that they thought they were, you know, worthy of at least a point. But as I said, we ground them down. And then once it went 1-0, they didn't have an answer.
And this thing you've got going about winning now, because you're sort of so used to winning, it almost feels like when you have 2-0 draws, it feels like almost a mini crisis. And I know it isn't, because you've done so well, but yeah, That's great that it feels like that, because it means you're used to winning all the time.
If we put in a performance, you know, like I said, we were happy with the point at Geisler. One, they're a good team. Two, we'd had a layoff. And three, it was horrible conditions. And I thought it was a hard-earned point. Saturday, we didn't feel like we performed, not to the standards we want. And tonight, we haven't reached the heights what we can get to, but throughout the season you're not going to be able to play wonderful football. Having said that, I thought we actually started well, and then we're not quite getting ourselves in front, then sort of a few nerves kicked in, a few bad decisions on the ball. But the expectations, you know, the crowd, it's a horrible cold night. If I'm coming to watch a game, I'm going to sing, I'm going to get myself warm. The majority of the crowd, I thought, had lost their tongues. I thought we got nearly 1,200 mutes watching the game, and that comes from how they've been spoiled. Now, yes, we want them to turn up. Sometimes it's easy to sing and cheer when things are going well and then you get yourself in front. Sometimes a lad need a bit of you know, support, and I thought at times they kind of contribute to the nerves on the pitch with a few groans what occur. And you know, as I said, we haven't played, or parts of the game we didn't play that well, but at the same time, you know, they've got to get behind the lads, because what are they giving them, and where are they in the league? So it's a little bit disappointed. I would say that was the majority tonight. But
almost waiting for you to do something before they start.
Yeah, and like I can accept that it's a, you know, you can always say it's a two-way street, and they say that, well, we need something to cheer on the pitch. But what we've always said from the off is we give them a team that will give their all. And as fans, that's what has been said, that if they give your all, then we're happy. No one can ever accuse the lads in there of not giving their all. And if they're not quite at the levels of performance what we want, and probably what the fans want to see, then at least give them a bit of encouragement. Because at times, you know, I think me and Rob are both honest, and we've probably been commended for that at times. Not making excuses, like Saturday we weren't good enough, we didn't blame anyone else, it's, you know, in-house. So, you know, I don't think I'm speaking out of turn there.